Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 22. In the New Living Translation, this is what it says. This message came to me concerning Jerusalem, the Valley of Vision. What is happening? Why is everyone running to the rooftops? The whole city is in a terrible uproar. What do I see in this reveling city? Bodies are lying everywhere, killed not in battle, but by famine and disease. All your leaders have fled. They surrendered without resistance. The people tried to slip away, but they were captured too. That's why I said, leave me alone to weep. Do not try to comfort me. Let me cry for my people as I watch them being destroyed. Oh, what a day of crushing defeat. What a day of confusion and terror brought by the Lord of heaven's armies, upon the Valley of Vision. The walls of Jerusalem have been broken, and the cries of death echo from the mountainsides. And Elamites are the archers, with their chariots and charioteers. The men of Kir hold up the shields. Chariots fill your beautiful valleys, and charioteers storm your gates. Judah's defenses have been stripped away. You run to the armory for your weapons. You inspect the breaks in the walls of Jerusalem. You store up water in the lower pool. You survey the houses and tear some down for stone to strengthen the walls. Between the city walls, you build a reservoir for water from the old pool. But you never ask for help from the one who did all this. You never consider the one who planned this long ago. At that time, the Lord of heaven's armies, called you to weep and mourn. He told you to shave your heads in sorrow for your sins and to wear clothes of burlap to show your remorse. But instead, you dance and play. You slaughter cattle and kill sheep. You feast on meat and drink wine. You say, let's feast and drink, for tomorrow we die. The Lord of heaven's armies has revealed this to me. Till the day you die, you will never be forgiven for this sin. That is the judgment of the Lord of heaven's armies. This is what the Lord of heaven's army, said to me. Comfort Shebna, the place of the palace administrator, and give him this message. Who do you think you are, and what are you doing here, building a beautiful tomb for yourself, a monument high up in the rock? For the Lord is about to hurl you away, mighty man. He is going to grab you, crumple you into a ball, and toss you away into a distant barren land. There you will die, and your glorious chariots will be broken and useless. You are a disgrace to your master. Yes, I will drive you out of office, says the Lord. I will pull you down from your high position, and then I will call my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, to replace you. I will dress him in your royal robes and will give him your title and your authority, and he will be a father to the people of Jerusalem and Judah. I will give him the key to the house of David, the highest position in the royal court. When he opens doors, no one will be able to close them. When he closes doors, no one will be able to open them. He will bring honor to his family name, for I will drive him firmly in place like a nail in the wall. They will give him great responsibility, and he will bring honor even to the lowliest members of his family. But the Lord of heaven's armies also says, the time will come when I will pull out the nail that seemed so firm. It will come out and fall to the ground. Everything it supports will fall with it. I, the Lord, have spoken. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the fact that you have warned people, and I can hear your heart here, this longing to have people repent and turn. The word says, you never asked for help from the one who did all this. You never considered the one who planned this long ago. Lord, may that not be our sin today. Help us to remember that you are our God of help. You are the one who rescues us. You are the one who sets us in the right places. You are the one that is our Redeemer, the Restorer of all things. So we turn to you right now for help. We consider you. We consult with you. We ask for your help. We ask for your strength. We ask for your wisdom. We recognize that in ourselves we can do nothing. Lord, if there be sin in our lives, help us to weep and to mourn. Help us to be in sorrow over our sins. And Lord, help us to realize that sin is a big deal. It does matter. And it is something we must repent of. But also, Lord, in that same breath, you are a forgiving God. You have relented and you have given us so much hope. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and righteous to forgive us all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I just stand in that today. I am forgiven. And for the person listening today who doesn't feel that way, it doesn't matter how they feel, because the truth is They are forgiven. If they have repented and asked for forgiveness of their sins, you have removed them. They may have felt like they were as red as scarlet, but now they are as white as snow. And so, Lord, help us to live in our belovedness today. Help us to live in our forgiveness today. And may that inform the way we treat other people with kindness and compassion. For those who are just as clay-footed as we are, Lord, when I confess my sins to you, I'm reminded that those who have wronged me, they're sinning too. And we're all on the same level playing field. We all fall short of the glory of God. But we have an advocate in you. And so thank you for that. I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels there. At the $10 level, you'll receive a painting every month, one of my paintings, and then at the $25, a secret podcast. Thanks to all of you who are supporting the podcast, and not just financially, although I'm really grateful for that. I'm really, really grateful for all of you who are praying for me. I don't know if I've ever thanked you for that, but I know that many of you are, and I am really humbled, and I could always use prayer. So thank you so much for praying for me.